Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Boom! What up? And we back, okay? Just like I had nothing for back. I just really dropped the ball. Let me try that again. Let me see. What's back?
To the future?
Ribs?
I thought about ribs. That. What's
ribs?
Ribs are back?
Baby back.
The ribs are these part of the they're not this part of the ribs?
I just know ribs. Baby back ribs.
Oh.
Then there's sport references. Ribs, there's like, Jordan coming out of retirement. Gotcha. Sometimes some people do that.
You know what? Just keep it in. just keep all of that random shit in because why not? I'm Tahir Moore. Welcome back to another episode of Word in His Heart. Today we have a player from the Himalayas. Himalayas being Detroit.
Oh.
Is it Detroit?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
The Himalayas was my confusion.
Okay,
yes,
I was pretty sure, man, because you're so dope to my cousin. Years ago, he's completely changed his life now. He is a writer. He does daily internet videos. What's the one that you roast this post?
Yep.
This post on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. Very funny comedian. Put your hands together for also my heart of the city brother, Mr. Jeff Horst. See, I got all of that. I didn't even do no research. I just remembered.
Yeah.
I remembered it all. Proud of myself.
That's
those
good.
Vitamins are working. Come on, zinc. Huh? Taking that zinc daily. What's up with your brother? How you been?
I'm good. How have you been?
I am here.
You're here.
I'm present.
That's good.
Feels like I never stop working. It's just like I'm always in this seat or the podcast room or on the flight or on stage. That's just basically my life right now.
That's
but I'm
good.
Excited about it. I mean, being busy to me is better than being bored.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm bored, I'm thinking about everything that's on WebMD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's just like I go to the works the same way WebMD. You can have a splinter. You go to WebMD, there's like likely cancer.
No.
There's a splinter. I just picked up a ruler the wrong way.
No, yeah. Get off. Get off of. Don't ever do that.
I don't know why we do that to ourselves. It's like we like sad. Like, you ever been in a bad mood or sad mood? You listen to a sad song? Why do we torture ourselves like that?
Yeah, I think just to justify
that feeling?
Our feeling. Like, I feel sad. Yeah. I need a reason to feel sad.
Or
Misery
Loves Company.
Because
I feel like there's a song that goes with every emotion that you could ever feel.
Sure.
So maybe it's that. It's like, well, I'm not alone with this. This song resonates with me. They may have felt this too.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that.
We're figuring things out.
Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to be busy. I'm trying. I say I'm busier than I am because that sounds way more important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was almost going to agree with you and be like, yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't. I'm trying. This is me trying to be busy, is do other people's things.
Hey, man, that's the start. That's how I started getting busy. I was like, oh, well, they're doing this. Maybe I'll try my hand at this. And then, I ended up being busy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I regret it. So you live with your girl, right?
I do.
How was quarantine living with someone full time? Because, you know, when the world's regularly open, you see that person maybe 8 to 10 hours on a regular day.
Yeah.
And then on weekend, it might be a little bit more. But Sunday through Sunday, how was that adjustment?
For me, I almost felt guilty because I know that the funniest answer and the more common answer to when people ask this question is, it was rough, and so I feel like I'm supposed to say that, but it was great. It was great. It was a great time. We had a great time.
Yeah.
It was more time, free time for us to smoke weed and have sex. So I we got paid.
Yes.
From the government gave us money to stay home and smoke weed and have sex. So
you're living a life.
Yeah.
By a lot of people's standards, you won.
Yeah. By my standards.
I'm people. What was school like for you?
You know what? I was fine with school too. It's weird. It's like I think that some of the stereotypes of school that we see on television is white school.
Yeah.
Because it's like it was a mostly black school.
Yeah.
And there's less activities that, like, black people are not doing lacrosse.
They're not.
They're not doing certain. There's less sports that was of interest.
I would imagine three.
And yeah,
football, basketball, baseball.
It's like I ran cross country, and there was other people and did track, and it was funny just how many people from the basketball team had to run cross country like as punishment. Because, you know what I mean? And it was so funny, it was so frustrating being like, no, this is what I do. And just seeing somebody in Jordans just destroying me. Just like, but easily. And sometimes being way better than they were at basketball. But it's hard to convince them, like, no,
you
should think about this. And they're like, this is boring. Track. I'm just running. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but you're like so good at it. They're like, don't.
Is that because I'm black? It's like, no, it's because you're fast.
You're really fast.
You're really fucking fast.
I have shoes designed for this terrain.
Yes.
And you're just slipping, just running by me, going up hills, and slippery shoes.
So you could just run forever. You're Forrest Gump with this shit.
Yeah.
Not because you're white, because
I was.
That's the longest
distance. Until comedy happened.
Yeah.
And then... But I changed my entire schedule of working out and running long distances to
smoking weed, writing jokes,
eating bar food.
Yeah.
And at night. Yeah, which was the worst. But to answer your question, school was great.
I'll bring it back.
I'm ADD enough to be like, I got to remember that I went on a tangent here. For me, school was great. You know, I think there's all these, I just hear all these people complain about all these bullies and all of these, the cool kids and whatever. And I'm like, the kids that did drama were cool. Mm-hmm. There was no like specific group in our school that was like, those are the nerds.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like.
In school, like I hung up with the drama kids. I was in band, concert in marching. Mm-hmm. I was in SGA. I hung out with the gangbangers because they bought weed from me. I did it all, man. I was pretty cool. I was like, I just floated wherever I needed to go. So
there you go.
I remember a lot of people don't know the St. Louis, south side of St. Louis has a big Bosnian population. And it was like a big race war between the Bosnians and the blacks. And these motherfuckers were breaking like these type of chairs. They were breaking the legs off of them. And they just like put socks and locks, and it was just fucking crazy. And they locked the school down and did a locker search, and they found all types of fucking weapons. If anybody went to Gateway High School in 2001, 2002, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Shit got real. I was just like, I'm out of here. I
thought you were going to say that you're going to try to bring the groups together.
No.
That went in a different direction. I was friends with everybody, and there was this Bosnian population, there was this race war.
Let's be honest. Like, how many people you keep in contact with at the high school? Even with Facebook and everything. Like, how many do you think you keep in contact with? Exactly. Fuck exactly.
I try to keep in contact with more. They're supportive when I come in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
so how many right now, at the top of your head, can you name that you talked to in the last year?
There's a few that I'm like still really good friends with that I talk to regularly.
Okay, so just tell me, what's the number? Throw the number out there.
So there are like three people I can think of off the top of my head that I regularly contact with.
Yeah, so you think I'm going to stop a fucking fight for three friendships? A school-wide fight? No, Jeff. No. A fucking Gandhi? No, man. I'm not MLK. I believe in violence. Sometimes you gotta hit a motherfucker. Hey, bitch, I'm not playing now. You know? And now he gets the point. But, you know, teachers on.
I don't think that side of school is shown enough of, like, yes, bullies are bad, but I just feel like most of the people I saw being bullied were just way more annoying than the bully was. And I'm like, yes, he's overreacting. I'm not saying that's the best way to handle this.
Right.
But damn, that kid was annoying. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, somebody,
it was a
something
kid that
had to change.
I always think it was funny to like blow his trumpet in people's ears.
What?
He thought that shit was so funny. He'd do it and he'd run away and shit like this. And I remember this dude.
So he could go deaf.
Knocked him the fuck out. And I was like, you had it coming.
That was gonna happen.
You were asking for that by first name. You were knocking on his door, be like, hey, let's knock you the fuck out home. And it answered the door one day and greeted
and
you.
And you're known for this?
You're known for it.
People are waiting at that point. There was some, that person was probably just like, is this the day?
I don't think he thought it was ever going to happen.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody, some people, you do it. The only people that were really annoyed were the people he did it to. Everybody else was like, laugh. So he thought he was like, oh, yeah. I'm good. Like, as long as people still finding it funny, let me tell you who did. Well, anyway, we have Maya here. She's going to be our instructor. She's going to keep us on task, make sure that we, you know, sticking to the script, and she's going to let us know when we're correct or when we're incredibly incorrect. We got 5 rounds.
All right.
Completely different, a lot of fun, and then we got 1 bonus round, which I'll tell you more about when we get there.
Sounds good.
Ready to kick it off?
Let's do it.
Round 1. Pronounce this word. C-H-I-M-E-R-A. C-H-I-M-E-R-A. Chimera.
No.
Come on. How was that not Chimera?
I was rooting for you, too.
Chimera?
Chimera.
Chimera? I'm so sick of this fucking seeing this H just fucking moonlighting as a K.
Yeah.
It's late at night. They be like, you know what we should do? We should get together and fuck people up and be a K sound instead of 2
for
separate
no reason.
Letters. For no reason.
For no reason.
We have a K.
Yeah. This show just highlights that when we yell at people of like, learn, you need to learn English. And I'm like,
it's one of the most difficult languages.
It's insane to expect somebody to.
We pull from every other language. It was like, and this, and this. I'm like, this is ours. People are like, the fuck is this?
Yeah. No, this is insane to have
fucking
expectations.
I hate it, man.
Yep. Dumb language. Right. Not a fan.
Using the sentence to find the definition. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Registered. Use the sentence to find the definition. Were the chimera these new breasts that tramped across the island?
Beasts. It's beasts.
That is beasts. I don't know why I had titties on the brain, but that's beasts. Were the chimera these new beasts that tramped across the island, discoveries or invention? Inventions, what an S. Were the chimera, these new beasts that tramped across the island? So I'm thinking that chimera is a unrecognizable species. It has been yet to be found or seen as studied because people don't know if it's a discovery or an invention. So I'm thinking it is a... It's an animal of some sort that we don't know much about. Or it might be a mystical.
Okay. There is a mythological chimera. So I'm going to give it to you on that. Or, in modern usage, it's an organism that is a mix of 2 other species. Or perhaps is also male or female. So but you said mythological.
So it's a mutt? Sounds like what a mud is.
The beast has a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent's tail. That's the mythology. But a chimera now would be like if you're injecting, if you're gene splicing, and you throw in the genes of a fish into, you know, something that we would eat or another fish.
Oh, okay.
So you do your research for the show. Too.
Oh, she is.
Okay.
She's
yeah, you're more like Alex Trebek with it. I didn't know the level of... You know what I mean? I didn't know if she was just like, I'm just going to be the person that looks smart in the background and just play the role.
She's
like, no, I know this, and I'm smarter than the people on the show.
Yeah, I'm smarter than you.
Okay, all right, noted.
Yeah. So half points on that one.
Half points.
All right, cool. I'll take that little half-ass points.
All right, so now I'm going?
Yeah, it's
your
turn.
We're doing it?
Yes.
Pronounce this word.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to spell this for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
All right. AMELIORATION.
What if we found out right now that Jeff didn't know letters? Like, what if he just said random letters?
Just alphabet? Money sign, pound what? Symbol, hashtag, squiggle.
Oh,
I feel like mine is longer than yours, but you know, it is. It is what it is.
Trust is going to come back on me.
Amelioration?
Correct.
Boom! Genius. I knew that. I know about ameliorations.
Do you?
Yeah.
Get a card over. Tell us all about it.
Ameliorations?
Mm-hmm. What's that say?
Okay. Use this sentence to find the definition.
Mm-hmm.
The goal of this team is global amelioration and nothing less. Mm. Well, obviously, I mean, this goes without saying, but I guess, you know, I guess I'll tell you just, you know, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Amelioration is like domination.
Mm.
It's like, you know, winning and dominating, you know, like an event.
Yeah.
Or an activity.
Cool. No.
What?
No,
man, we
it
know
isn't.
Two different ameliorations.
Okay.
Okay. All right, but okay. What's your amelioration?
To make better, to make the world better.
Okay. All right.
This motherfucker said, we know two different ameliorations. He proceeds to say. What's your version?
Just out of curiosity. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That was great. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, all right. Keep it going.
Woo! I bet you'll never guess how much subscription companies charge you every month. Just take a guess. Take a guess. On average, nearly $200. All right? Make your subscriptions submit with Truebill. Now, I'm telling you guys, you hear this and you're like, oh, man, I probably don't need Truebill. That's what I thought. Okay? That's what I thought. And then we got the ad and I signed up for it and I realized I was paying $320 a month. $320 a month for stuff that I completely forgot about. I said, oh, no, man, keep me signed up because I need this in my life. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. See, on average, people save $720 a year with Truebill because they make it so difficult to cancel these subscriptions. They have you sign up easy, right? I'll just put your name down. We'll collect your information later and all of that, but they still collect it then, right? And then you want to stop the subscription, you gotta write a letter to your congressman. You have to bring it before a jury. All of this just to cancel? No. See, get with Truebill. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. And that's what I'm all about. Save me some money, all right? And this, don't just take my word for it. Jennifer B. says, with your help, our family saved $587 a year on unnecessary subscriptions. I really didn't understand how Truebill could help me until we decided to save for a very large home purchase. You don't realize how much money is just coming out because it's a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. And then you look at your statement, you're like, oh, no, that seems right. But it's probably wrong. They're taking this money for you. So don't fall for the subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/wording. Go right now. Truebill.com/wording. That's W-O-R-D-I-N-G. It can save you thousands of dollars a year.
Find the odd man out. Two of these words are synonyms, one is not. Which one is it? A, hemmed.
Mm-hmm.
B, intoned. And C, scrawled. Let me just be honest. I don't like the look of any of these words. If these words were walking through my neighborhood, I would call the cops on all of them. They fit the description. Which description, you say? I don't know. Some all of them, maybe. Yeah. I don't like the look of these words. I would lock my car doors if these words were close by. Would not get out of my car until they left the premises. Hemmed. This looks like the hem of like a song.
Mm-hmm.
And in tone, I'm thinking has to do with vocals as well. Scrawled. Sounds like something like you're on the ground and crawling. It sounds like it's a movement of some type. So I'm going to say C is the odd man out.
That is correct.
You goddamn right!
I like the definition you gave for scrawled. Like it just, look at that spider just scrawling on the ground over there.
It's a side crawl. It's like this. Oh, that's what the side crawl is called, a scrawl. It's
crawling and scooting?
It's like... It's just a slow side crawl. Like crabs do sometimes, yeah. Like crab walk.
What noise is? Okay, yeah.
But they got to be doing that noise. Otherwise, it's just like a side crawl.
Sure.
It's a crab walk.
Sure.
But otherwise.
To say or sing hymn intoned, and to scrawl is to write.
Okay. All right.
All right. Create a sentence about your competitor using the word. And this word would be the odd word out?
Yes, scrawled. To hear, I will give you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your own original definition, or you can use the actual definition.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with the original then. My original one. Sometimes me and the old lady like to role play, and when we do, I always scrawl to the vagina.
What does that have to do with Jeff?
I think you said what now?
What does that have to do with Jeff?
About your opponent.
While Jeff watches. Hey, Jeff.
I don't feel comfortable.
No, you stay. You stay the whole time.
Oh, wow.
In this scenario.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're better friends.
Got the point.
We're advancing this friendship at a fast pace.
I think it's your turn, Jeff.
It's my turn? All right. Let's do it. Find the odd man out. Two of these words are synonyms. One is not. Which one is it? We got A, bamboozled.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Bored. C, nonplussed.
Nonplussed.
She said nonplussed, but
thank you.
That but let me know that she has no faith in you getting this
right. Yeah.
She said nonplussed, but
Yeah, I felt it. I felt
Cam, did you just
I think we all felt it.
The shade that Maya throws could recreate, it could correct global warming, okay? The shade that she throws, she just sits for the porch and just like, not loose, but.
She's going to have a spinoff show. Just, this is, it's.
Shading is easy. Jesus.
Bamboozled. Bored. I'm okay. But I feel like I got bamboozled and bored. And then nonplussed. I'm not good at games. Did I tell you? This is probably the worst thing for me to do.
You got signs up with like Hasbro, Parker Brothers with big lines.
You guys even tried to make it easy with not four options, with three options. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you guys really tried to give us a chance.
I think that speaks to how little they believe in me. Because this didn't start today. Those three options has been there. Because
bamboozled and bored don't seem nothing. They don't seem on the same page. I know what bored means. Bamboozled.
Yeah.
But what we doing with the non-plussed? You know, what's the regular plussed? So it's the opposite of a word I don't even know. You know what I mean? So then I'm like, I'm all sorts of fucked up.
What's a regular
plussed? What's a regular plussed? You know what I mean? Sometimes with tests, I'm just like, I'm just done. You ever just get bored?
Yeah, shoot in the dark sometimes, man.
You're just tired of reading it for the sake of time. Bamboozled. Bored.
Yes.
Those both got B's.
Yeah.
But non. I feel.
Look at her.
I don't know. I feel like at some point we could like read her eyes. If I say bamboozled.
There's nothing.
Bored.
She's nothing. She is.
Non-plussed.
Dead behind.
Yeah.
Her ass.
Nothing.
What does that mean?
Nothing. There wasn't
She's
a tell.
She's the only person I've seen skip and not like wave their arms.
She skips emotionless.
Do you know how hard it is to skip?
Skip without emotion?
And not even smile. Everybody smiles when they skip. It's not impossible to skip. It's a smiling sport. It's an activity that encourages smiling. And she doesn't do it. She doesn't wave her arms, man. Fucking dead behind them eyes, bro.
Whatever. Bored. I'm wrong, right?
Correct.
I'm right. Man, I knew it. I'm a genius.
Oh, how quick it changed. fuck, I'm wrong. What? I'm a genius. Yes. The world is mine, bitch.
Create a sentence about your competitor using the word? Using the word bored?
Using the word bored. I'll let you know that bamboozled and nonplussed basically mean to be bewitched or put under a spell.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Because you ever like feel like, I've heard bamboozled too many times in life to feel like I wouldn't have got, yeah. I know. You know what I mean? I just was like, surprised. I'm bamboozled. Yeah,
now
I didn't
what's
even.
What's this fucking sentence you got in, Jeff?
When I was watching Tahir scrawl to the vagina, I was bored.
Okay. Points on the board.
Tell you something. Jealousy is not a good thing on you, my friend. All you have to do is ask, and I would have taught you how to scrawl to the vagina. It's not that difficult.
Let me tell you something. If it's two things I love doing, it's saving money and saving time, okay? If I can sign up for something that's going to do both of those things well, beyond my expectation, oh man, I'm a lifetime customer, which is why I signed up for HelloFresh, okay? Aside from them being America's number one meal kit, they saved me money. Do you understand me? HelloFresh is a can't beat value. Even at full price, it's over 30% cheaper than your grocery stores. And with this holiday deal coming, oh my gosh, you have even less time to go to a grocery store, look for parking, remember your bags, all of that type of stuff. Man, get on this HelloFresh right now, okay? The holidays are going to be hectic. There's no getting around that. But HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes and ingredients that cut out grocery store trips and limit prep time so you can spend more time of the festive season with your friends and family. Isn't that what we really want? Now, you want to talk about options. Oh, baby. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing you plenty of variety. You cannot go wrong with this, guys. Okay? And especially with the deal I'm about to give you right now. Listen, go to HelloFresh.com/wording14. Use the code wording14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. You can't beat that. Let me tell you something. You get this HelloFresh in your house, man, you're going to be zesting and sauteing and flipping. You're going to feel like you went to Cordon Bleu, okay? You went to the school, you got the apron on, you got the hat on. People going to be like, Mom, Dad, where did you learn to cook like this? HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And right now, with this offer that I'm getting, you can get up to 14 free meals and 3 gifts. Listen. Go to HelloFresh.com/wording14. Use the promo code wording14 and have a happy holiday.
Where did it come from? What is the language of the origin of the word alcohol? Liquor stores. That is the origin of it. Sometimes you can go to a supermarket. Inns, taverns sometimes have them as well. Clubs, you can find them there. A, Arabic, B, Latin, C, Greek. In the Greek. I'm Latin.
No.
Everything
did you hear that?
She was very disappointed.
Two letters. Because there's so much emotion behind it. She was just, no. It was so much.
Was it Arabic?
It's Arabic.
And you know what? I almost said that. I almost went there because the whole numbers thing. But I was like, we got the numbers for them. We didn't get the alcohol from it. I thought that Latin, since it was like the basis for most languages, it would have came from there. Okay, cool. So no.
I like when we try to like get like sympathy smart by being like, I almost went with like my number two answer was like it's still
it's
wrong.
Still wrong. Yeah. Incredibly wrong.
Well, think of the al. That's like an article in Arabic. Sort of a future reference. Algebra, alcohol.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't think about that at all. I'm actually thinking about getting drunk now. Create a sentence about your competitor using the word. Well. I don't know how often me and Jeff will hang out because he likes to smoke weed and I more so dabble in alcohol.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
There we go.
I had to get shit-faced.
I like the little...
Devil. Sometimes what I do is, like, if I'm out of a really long day, I crack the bottle, I just throw the top away.
Oh, well, wow.
That shit is getting finished.
Okay. Okay. You just got all the faith.
We are. Well,
yeah, I'm not a quitter.
Oh, no. I will drink while I'm throwing up.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is dedication.
I'm lying. I've never done that. That actually sounds just horrible.
Yeah. I was debating if I wanted to do a joke about how, like, you know, like saying giving you credit for it or insulting you.
That sounds just horrible.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad time.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Where did it come from? Oh, am I on the wrong side? No, we're here. Where did it come from? I'm like, where did what come from? How did we get here? Where did it come from? What is the language of origin for the word turquoise?
Crayola. I think Crayola is the answer. Is Crayola in there?
It is not.
Gotcha. Cool.
We got A, Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
B, Turkish. C, Russian. I don't think it's Turkish. I think that was just trying to be smart. You put the T-U-R in there and thought that, like, every Turkish word doesn't begin with tur. That's insane. That's not
Some
Pokemon language is that, huh?
Turd is from Turkish, too.
Turd is from Turkish? Yeah. Okay, sure. I don't believe that at all. So now we're at Russian or Chinese. Chinese?
No.
Ah!
It's Turkish.
It's Turkish! I was so happy with my thought process.
You know what's
crazy? What type of
the whole time
he was
saying
that?
And I'm like,
it's probably
that shit
gonna
is
be
Turkish.
Yeah.
That shit is so crazy.
Yeah. Ah, man. Ah. I was proud of myself. I was like, that's how you do a multiple choice when you're stupid.
Process of elimination. Yeah. What doesn't make the most sense?
God. I was like, as soon as she said no, I was like, dang, it was Russian. I was confident. Mm. Create a sentence about your competitor using the word. Using the word
turquoise.
I'm not great at the names of colors, but I believe that Tahir is wearing a turquoise-ish shirt. I don't know if you can add an ish.
He sure is.
I don't know if ish is legal in this game.
Shout out to Outkast. You see what the fuck going on. Got this shirt from Houston a couple weeks ago when I was down there. Had a good time.
Oh, wow.
Had a good time. All right.
Hello, I'm Tahir Moore. And if you listen to this right now, you're probably saying to yourself, man, that Tahir Moore sounds like one handsome fella. And guess what? You wouldn't be wrong, okay? But I can't take all the credit. A lot of it goes to Hawthorne. See, Hawthorne is a premium men's grooming brand that makes it quick and easy to be confidently your best with skincare and hair care made just for you. Now, of course, I could lean on the drugstore soap, moisturizer, and all of that type of stuff, but why? Why would I do that when there's a company that specializes in it? See, you go to Hawthorne.co, you take the quiz. Quiz is going to ask you stuff like, what type of person are you? You know, where do you like to hang out? When you hang out in these places, what do you do when you're there? Are you the life of the party? You kind of sit back and watch things unfold. What do you drink when you're there? You drink cocktails, you drink beers? Are you a person that drinks neat? They ask you all of these questions and then they build you a specialized profile. And from that, they can recommend customized products just for your skin type, your hair type, and your lifestyle, okay? So, why would I not do this? Okay, it just makes so much sense. And it was really easy, really quick to do, and Hawthorne stands by their customers. So if you're not completely satisfied, they'll retailer your products for free based on your feedback and pay for the shipping. So that's truly no risk. And now, I've talked about the skincare, talked about the hair care. I got the shampoo, the conditioner, the deodorant, and the body wash. But you know I had to get the cologne because that's what Hawthorne really specializes in, making you a unique scent that no one else is going to smell like. When you walk in a party, you walk in a club, you walk into a restaurant, you don't want to smell like 3 to 10 other people in there. No! Get you a unique scent, and that's what Hawthorne really shines. So, if you guys are ready to take your grooming and your lifestyle to the next level, I encourage you to go to Hawthorne.co, use the promo code WORDY, and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's Hawthorne.co, use the promo code WORDY, and get 10% off your first purchase. Hawthorne.co, promo code WORDY for 10% off your first purchase.
Spot the fake. I really hate this one right here. One of the words in this sentence is a made-up English word. The rest are real. Which one is it?
All words are made up.
I don't say that often. Dr. Searle advised the valetudinarian. What the fuck is this?
Valetudinarian.
Valetudinarian. This is somebody that is an expert at valet. Dr. Searle advised the valetudinarian to preambulate thrice per week and lift weights blaily. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. You goddamn showing off. Okay? I don't know which one the fake one is yet, but just the way you constructed this sentence, you're doing your goddamn job.
Yeah.
I hate it, but I love it.
Thank you.
It's doing a good ass job.
Yeah.
That's what a good ass job looks like. Now, this is a dumbass sentence.
It is.
It's a fucking ridiculous sentence. There's no reason these words should be combined this way to formulate this sentence.
Yeah.
Valedictinarian, valedictinarian, valetudinarian, stupid.
Agreed.
Stupid. It sounds like somebody that went to school and got a PhD in valeting cars. Why? Unless you're going to work on the car after you valet it, why the fuck do you need to be that person? Not even saying that's what it is, but.
You okay?
Preambulate. It's actually a nice word. I was impressed that I hit that one right off the gate. Preambulate is, it's a nice word. I don't know what that means. I would imagine this comes before something, it's a preamble. But you know, to late it, I don't know what that activity would be. Thrice a week is just stupid. You just say three times. There's no reason to say thrice. You're just a dickhead who says thrice. Lift weights. Blaily?
Blaily, yes.
Blaily. That is. Come on. Blaily? Ugh. All right, so I'm going to go with... what's this word? And? Yeah, like that's real. Preambulate.
Okay.
Final Use end? The fake word you have chosen correctly in a sentence of your own. All right, preambulate is, okay. Wait, in this usage of it, sometimes doctors encourage women to preambulate if they are trying to get pregnant. Four times a week. Preambulate is a verb. It shows a lot of action, a lot of friction going on. If you do it multiple times, you're going to get good ass results. Preambulate. By Genesco.
So, perambulate means to walk. It's a real word.
Okay.
And you used it correctly.
Damn.
Okay.
Valetudinarian is a hypochondriac.
What is it?
Hypochondriac?
Yeah.
That's also a real word. Blaily is the fake word.
I thought blaily. Like, I really was going to pick blaily, but I was like, nah, why should I say blaily? And she'd be like, blaily means to...
I thought blaily was a real word because she agreed with the spelling. So I was like, so you've already agreed to what the correct
mastermind
pronunciation is of these fake words? Oh, man. I really was planning on doing that. I was going to be like, am I saying this correctly?
65 people, it would not surprise me in the slightest.
Wow.
Criminal mastermind.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Every detail. Spot the fake. One of the words in the sentence is a made up English word. The rest are real. I just don't even like looking at this sentence right now. Only dumb people use big words. If everybody, the more people that can understand what you're saying, the smarter you are. Communication is.
Yeah.
If nobody knows the smart shit you're saying, then you're stupid.
That's why I don't talk to doctors.
Yeah,
The biggest word in this sentence is couldn't.
Okay, big isn't the amount of letters. Big word, that's the myth. All right?
You feel that?
Yeah, you
we
feel
just
that?
We got a new polar ice cap. Yeah. God damn for the change you threw.
I think that grammar, I think grammar's racist. I do. I made this up, but I as soon as I thought it, it felt right. I think that there was people a long time ago that were like, okay, we need to be on top one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was communicating fine.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, but how about we make up these rules? And the only way you can know these rules is if you pay money to go to this school. And the only people that can't go to the school are people that don't have as much money.
Is it racist or more classes?
I guess it'd be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So, but that's my theory. So, you know what? I'm just throwing that out there before I get this wrong.
Gotcha.
Just to try to have something to stand on. The Murat couldn't fathom that this yegg could purloin so much in one day.
That sentence made you move a lot.
I feel like I'm feeling it. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it was in school as a little kid. I moved around. I was an antsy child. They tried to hold me back in elementary school like for 3 years in a row just because they were like, no, he's not dumb. He's just too ADD. So we're like, my mom was like, well, then you fucking figure it out. That's not, you can't be smarter than other kids and then be like, we gotta hold him. I don't know. He just walks around the room too much. Like, well, fucking figure it out. Stop being boring.
Jeff was walking to the pencil shop with no pencil. They're going up there just making a noise.
Some teachers just let me walk around. They were like, that's better. Don't fight it. Like they would talk to other teachers like, oh, you're first time with Jeff? You just let him walk around.
Yeah. He's gonna do his work.
He's
gonna do the work.
I'd be done doing my work, and I'd be like, "All right, what am I just gonna sit here for 20 minutes?
Gotta get my land legs back."
Stress his legs. So we're the debate is Murat, yegg, or purloin. Okay. Murat yegg. Yegg is spelled with two G's. Y E G G. I don't like it. One of those G's is unnecessary. We don't need it. It didn't change nothing. Purloin. You see, right now I'm leaning towards yegg. She don't give nothing.
Nothing.
Because Murat and purloin just got enough. They sound like other words. They're close to other things.
It made you stutter. This was beating your head.
It really is. It's purloin. Pure loin, sirloin, Murat, mural.
I see the connection you're trying to make.
There's a person, or Murat sounds like it's like a person that does something.
Yeah.
Feels like a noun. The Murat couldn't fathom this yegg. But then yegg could be an insult somewhere. This fucking yegg. I might have just said a slur for all I know. We might have to beep that out.
Sound like
I have
a
no
slur.
Idea.
It does sound like a slur when you
Look
say
at those
it like
fucking
that.
Fucking eggs over there. I don't even feel comfortable. We got to edit that out.
What was a slur toward eggs? Like these fucking eggs
fucking
over
eggs.
Here. Eggs like, hey, man, come on, man. We all created equally. We just don't know who came first.
I'm going. Okay.
Okay. The chicken and
the. But then it's like I got to use it in a sentence. So then, which one can I use in a sentence better? I think that one's more fake, but I have no idea.
Use that one.
Oh, the rest, but the fake one, I've got no idea. I'm more confident with the ones that I think are real. This is something. You really put something together with this.
That part was
this whole thing of just like, I'm just gonna get people together and make them look stupid on a regular basis.
Misery's love's company.
And this is just a.
More people in the boat to row.
The Murat couldn't fathom that this yegg could purloin so much in one day. Or purr, is that like a cat?
Okay, which one do you think it is?
Oh, yeah, all right, you're right. You're right, the show's on a time schedule and you're doing your job, okay? So the sentence, use the fake word.
You gotta say the word first.
What?
Which one do you
think? That was hoping I could stall for another 10 seconds. Mm-mm. That was my tactic, and you guys both are on the same page.
Yeah.
I think yegg is the fake word. But I don't want to say that I think Yeg is the fake word.
Too late, you said
because the other words are the ones that I think I can make up a sentence with and still cheat. I gotta
use Yeg.
Because I could figure out the other fake words if they're a noun or not.
No.
And Yeg, you're giving me nothing. So, Yeg, I'm going to say, well, everybody knows that Yeg is an adjective. Use the fake word you have chosen correctly in a sentence of your own. Tahir is the biggest Yeg that I know.
You used it correctly.
Woo!
It's a correct word, and Tahir is not a thief. Murat.
He hasn't stolen from you.
The fake word is Murat. Wow. Yeg means thief, okay. And purloin means to steal.
Okay.
So you got half credit on that.
Damn.
Yeg means what?
Yeg is a thief.
Is a thief. And purloin means steal. Okay. Yes. All right.
So Yeg purloins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's dumb. Yep. Pretty sure that's dumb. Spell the word that Maya gives you. Let's go, Maya.
Tahir?
Yes.
Your word is crystalline.
Crystalline.
Mm-hmm.
Crystalline. C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Line?
Crystalline.
I-N-E?
Unfortunately, there are two L's.
Anytime you spell something with a question mark.
I-N-E?
I got nothing to throw. You were looking for something to throw?
I'm not giving you anything else to hear.
Wow. You have all those cards? I'm not going to come up with suggestions to throw stuff to her. I don't think you should.
All right. Use this sentence to find out what it means. We found this gorgeous crystalline slab for the living room decor. It's not in the word. The crystalline is a crystal S type of material. It's not full crystal. It's something that's been mixed with something else. So it's crystalline. Like, so maybe the top or the bottom part of it is part crystal, but the rest is mixed with another.
Okay. Okay, I'll give that to you. I'm not going to make you talk about atomic structure, so yes.
I thought it was a brand of crystals. I thought it was like De Beers or something. I don't know.
I can
crystal
see that. Yeah. Yes, I can see that.
Yeah. Right. So now I'm going to spell the word May gives you.
Maya.
Maya. I'm not good at reading.
No one knows that.
I knew it. I heard it, Maya, this whole time, and then I read it, and I was like, "Fuck that E."
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid fucking E. Sorry. I mean, your name is spelled great. I'm just mad at the English language. Go on,
Jeff.
Yes.
Your word is technocracy.
Technocracy.
Well, thanks for stopping by. We had a great time.
Thanks for having me.
Validate right outside the door.
We're going to start off with a T-E-C-H.
We're already wrong, Dick.
Tech? You lost confidence with the T? That's the only part I had confidence with.
It's a silent P, my boy.
I thought she just said technocracy. Did I hear
it? Silent P.
Silent P?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
He doesn't know. Don't listen to him.
I'm you getting angry like again. You know this. I forgot that we're both dumb here. All right, we're back. Technocracy. T-E-C-H-N-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
Correct.
Woo, genius, I knew it.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I didn't even. Use the sentence to find out what it means. The author said that his biggest fear was not a dictator, but a technocracy that lacked the empathy of a dictator.
I felt like...
Do people in other countries just comment like, oh, I knew all of the answers, and Americans are dumb. Is that a common response?
Because I haven't seen that one, but I feel like that they gave the definition of the word with the word.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like they just did with that sentence.
Yeah. Like if I was going to cheat in school, I'd be like, technocracy means to be a technocracy. And yeah. the teacher would be like, nah, I'm not giving you that. I'm not giving you that.
That's
at all.
Exactly what she was saying too.
Yeah, yeah. I've learned that she's a strict teacher.
Yeah.
She wants us to learn. I get it. So that his biggest fear was not a dictator, but a technocracy that lacked the empathy of a dictator. What? So dictators have empathy mm-hmm. in this sentence. So a technocracy is a in politics it's a way it is a way of governing people that is not agreed upon from everybody. Just let's get through it.
Jeff.
Yeah, we did it.
You moved five different times.
Yeah.
Just going through. I started counting you.
Yeah, we okay.
And then he was like, two people.
Look, I said what I said. We're moving on.
Okay.
Tell me how I'm wrong.
It's ruled by technology or technological.
It really is technology?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I would have went with that.
Man, how come every time I'm just like, there ain't no way.
Bro, I just
throw away the first one because I'm like, Turkish, get out of here. Get out of here, Turkish, T-U-R. It was one of those. I was like, well, it's not technology related.
So now we're at the bonus round. This is a round for us to potentially gain 20 extra points. Maya's going to give us a card that we can choose from. I'm going to let you pull first. You're going to pull, you're going to put it face down, and then I'll go first. Now, the card is going to tell us exactly what the goal is. It's usually like, you know, say this tongue twister three times fast correctly in this amount of time, or, you know, read the sentence correctly in this amount of time, something like that. So
okay.
I'll let you pull first, and then you keep the card
first,
face down. And then I'll take the remaining card.
So I'm not supposed to look?
It's you just can look.
No, I can't, but yeah, it doesn't mean nothing to me because I'm stupid for both of them?
No, because it doesn't tell you what to do. So you just
they're both the same thing.
Just different.
So, face down. Which is face down if there's stuff on both of them?
Okay.
I don't know.
So, the instruction is on this side, right? Say this tongue twister three times fast.
You lost. All right, my turn.
Say this tongue twister three times fast. You have 10 seconds. Ready, Maya?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Big wig brick swigs wine from figs and twigs between gigs like a suckling pig. Big wig brick swigs wine from figs and twigs between gigs like a suckling pig. Big wig brick swigs wine from figs and twigs between gigs like a suckling pig.
Over time, but you said it correctly.
You got that right, I said it correctly. Whoa, I was, let me tell you something. So, I was walking on glasses like this with just my big toe. And it was just like... And I was balancing fucking buckets of water the whole time. Oh, my God.
You're like, I can get it in 10 seconds if you want it wrong. So how do we want to do this?
Yeah. It's like when I learned to say the alphabet in 1 second. It was the most ridiculous thing, but...
Did you really learn that? Or did you just go... You said it like you studied it. Like you were like, all right, this is going to be in the test.
Yeah. That's all I found the guy. Peter was like, I was like, that is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right.
Let me know when.
Shit.
We're doing it.
Okay.
It is.
None of that's going to make a difference.
No.
Not one.
But it's going to, maybe here.
It gets you loose. Yeah. Release that tension.
Okay.
There you go, baby boy.
Say this tongue twister three times fast. You have 10 seconds.
Go.
Mitch Fitch, who streams on Twitch, called Rich a bitch snitch, which made Rich glitch. Mitch Fitch, who streams on Twitch, called Rich a bitch snitch, which made Rich glitch. Mitch Fitch, who streams on Twitch, called Rich a bitch snitch, which made Rich glitch.
Oh, you stumbled at the end.
I stumbled, but I said it.
You stumbled.
What do you mean? Fuck you, the stumbles. What do you mean?
It's the show. It's the show, man. I don't make the rules anymore.
It just, first of all, it just says say it three times fast. It doesn't even say right on the card. I could have been like, based on the instructions.
I hear you, man.
And if I stumbled, but then I repeated correctly.
Doesn't count, man. I don't make these rules, bro.
I think you do. I think this is your show.
You would think so.
I think you make the rules.
Then you would think I would win more.
I was happy with it. I think I did a better job than you. Wow. I think I did it in a shorter amount of time.
I don't think
I did a shorter amount of time. I'm going to watch the tape.
You can watch the tape. You definitely stumbled.
But what does stumble mean? Stumble don't mean wrong.
You didn't say it correctly three times fast.
Did I do it in less time?
No. You did it less than him, but you didn't do it under 10 seconds.
So you did it less than 10 seconds?
How long did he take?
And she started a little after you started.
How long did he take? Well, she started when I read it. She didn't go off with the flip. No, she did not,
because I had to say go, because you didn't do the countdown.
You didn't do the countdown.
Who said about a countdown?
Did you see me do the countdown?
I saw you, but you could do extra credit. I didn't know nothing about no countdown. You got to say the rules. You can't just be
Maya,
like, just do it.
Would you please tell us who is the victor?
Tahir, you won by 10 points. You could have won with the extra credit, Jeff.
Okay, so I won.
60. You did.
I mean, you can go.
You did
not
win.
I want you guys to zoom in on the projectile that came from his mouth on that. But in the comment section, the comment section knows Jeff won because that win. I did a better job on
Jeff,
that bonus.
You didn't. You stumbled. I didn't stumble, Jeff.
Wait a second.
I stumbled McGee.
So if I just didn't stumble and said it all right,
you would have got 10 points.
You could have
got 20 points if you had did
cheating.
It under.
Cheating.
Hey, man.
What?
It seems like you could just take your time and get it correctly, but the whole game is fast.
If you were trying to do it too slow, they would tell you you're going too slow.
But what does that mean? That's up for debate. That's not an exact...
you can tell when somebody's trying to go super slow.
What is it? That's not a definable rule. That's just up to who? The people behind the camera? Is it the judges?
The collegiate... Who votes? Who?
What does that mean?
The swing states, the electoral college. That's what it's up to. We got a letter from them.
I think I found a loophole in the game.
No, man, this has been going fine. You're the only person that had a problem with it because they lost.
Because I'm sorry.
Were you this
I was expecting to lose.
Were you this competitive in track? That's the real question.
I was expecting to lose. I'm only competitive because she said I would have won, and I was very happy. I did it faster than you. And I still said it correctly. Stumble doesn't mean wrong. You can stumble. You want to bring up track. You don't think if you just fall, you can hit the hurdle. Get up.
Yeah.
Go over it. Mm-hmm. That don't mean.
Yeah. Had a good time, Jeff. You have a good time?
I did until then. I'm not going to refer this show. I'm not sharing it. Don't tag me in it.
That's been another episode of Winning Is Harder. Hope you guys had a great time. Jeff, thank you so much
for
stopping through.
Anything
you want to let the people know before we get out of here?
Thank
you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Wording is Harder. Now, if you want to go ahead and shoot something, go ahead and shoot something.
Oh, sure. Yeah, follow me.
Go ahead and cut it right here. Kidding. Go ahead. Get it off.
Follow me at Jeff Horst. I'm selling hoodies that say snitches, spray painted over the mystery machine. is a joke of mine, Scooby-Doo. Whatever, but I'm not good at plugging stuff. But yeah, I got merch, I got upcoming shows, jeffhorst.com, check it out.
See you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.